Here in the U.S., it's been quiet lately on the NSA surveillance front. Different story in Britain. Today, Alan Rusbridger, editor of the Guardian newspaper, appeared before a parliamentary committee. Lawmakers wanted to know more about the paper's publication of intelligence files leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Rusbridger faced an array of questions, some friendly, others more hostile. This one came from a supporter, MP Keith Vaz.
I love this country. Do you love this country?
We live in a democracy. Most of the people working on this story are British people who have families in this country who love this country. I'm slightly surprised to be asked the question, but yes, we are patriots. And one of the things we are patriotic about is the nature of the democracy and the nature of a free press and the fact that one can in this country discuss and report these things.
Watching the hearing for the New York Times was London bureau chief Stephen Erlanger. He says some questions were even more unusual than that.
The conservatives were tougher, and so, for example, asked him if he had come into the secret of the Enigma machine during World War II, which Britain had gotten one to decode Nazi secret transmissions. You know, would he have printed that kind of information, which Rusbridger dismissed?
I've seen Rusbridger speak before. He comes across slightly professorial. How's he handling this heat?
I think he did very well. I mean, he is very articulate. He does look a little like an absent professor with a sort of mop of hair and big glasses, but he has some backbone. I think he's frustrated a little bit because he feels the Guardian is doing great work and he's not getting a lot of support from other British media or even from too many members of Parliament.
Well, I mean, it's one thing that really jumped out for us, Rusbridger, several times. I mean, contrasting his treatment before these members of Parliament in these hearings with how press freedoms are protected in the U.S. What did he say and what do you make of that comparison?
I think he's correct. In the United States, we have constitutional rights. We have the Bill of Rights. In Britain, as you know, there is no written constitution. And it's much looser. In fact, The Guardian has moved all the material that it got from Snowden to America because it is better protected there, and it is working on that material from its New York offices. And it should be said, sometimes in partnership with my newspaper, the New York Times.
Could you imagine, Steve, this happening in the United States? Like, could journalist Glenn Greenwald, who was a crucial player in the Snowden business, could he be pulled up on Capitol Hill and questioned in the same way?
They could ask him to come. I'm not sure he would come. I'm not sure they'd extradite him. But they could certainly, you know, ask my editor, Jill Abramson, to testify, and it would be up to her to do it or not. This wasn't done under compulsion. As far as I know, they asked him to come, and he came.
And since you're with the New York Times, I mean, were you watching this hearing, listening to it, and kind of almost putting yourself in Rusbridger's shoes, wondering how you might answer some of these questions?
Well, inevitably you do. I mean, I'm not the editor of the New York Times, so I haven't had to make these very difficult decisions. I've talked to people about them, and some people think that what you're printing is a violation of secrets that ought to be kept. Certainly that's the way the British intelligence services feel about what The Guardian has been doing. But these are not easy questions. I mean, there is a balance always to be struck between, you know, what I consider the public's right to know and the government's right to keep certain things secret.
Steve Erlanger, what is your take on the status of press freedom in the U.S. these days? I mean, your colleague in the Washington Bureau, James Risen, has been ordered to testify in the trial of a former CIA official accused of leaking information to him. What are your thoughts?
I worry about it. There's no question that the Obama administration has been going after leakers much harder than even the previous administration. And part of its effort to get leakers, it is trying to compel testimony from people they've leaked to, like Jim Risen. And Jim Risen's refusal so far to testify has set him on a collision course with the courts.
Stephen Erlanger, the London bureau chief of the New York Times. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.